1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. We've learned more today about the investigation of Rex Huerman, the man police believe killed multiple people on Long Island, New York, more than a decade ago, including young female sex workers. The latest from WCBS-TV reporter Carolyn Gussoff.
Sources tell CBS investigators believe he killed at least one of his victims at his house, where Thursday police were seen with pieces of lumber. Huerman's family has not responded to requests for comment, but his wife filed for divorce Wednesday.
It's just so hot this week.
That's Maurice Wright in Tempe, Arizona, where temperatures are dangerously hot, as they are in Phoenix. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is there.
The biggest concern right now is what's known as heat stroke. It can be deadly. It's when your body temperature exceeds 103 degrees. Symptoms include nausea. In worst cases, confusion and loss of consciousness. Officials are saying if you experience any of those symptoms, to call 911 immediately.
It's been a miserable few days in western Kentucky after more than a foot of rain fell, setting a 24-hour rainfall record in the state. This woman saw a house destroyed in Mayfield, a small town in Carlisle County.
There's a piece of somebody's house floating away. I love them.
CBS News has confirmed some of the possible federal charges being considered against former President Trump in connection with his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. They include conspiracy to defraud the United States and obstruction of an official proceeding. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The grand jury investigating January 6th is still meeting. They could return to this courthouse with a potential indictment of former President Trump looming.
That grand jury met today. An American soldier remains in North Korea in custody after fleeing into the country on Tuesday from South Korea. Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh says American officials haven't been able to reach the Army private.
We have not heard any contact. We have not received any communication back from the North Koreans, but that is something that it remains our focus.
And this late word, the NFL has fined the now former owner of the Washington Commanders NFL team, Dan Snyder, $60 million after a league investigation found he sexually harassed an employee and the team deliberately hid money. The announcement by the league came today, just after the NFL owners unanimously approved the sale of the team for $6 billion. Police in Spain have opened a second investigation of the pop star Shakira for alleged tax fraud. She's already facing a trial on charges of failing to pay almost $14 million in income taxes between 2012 and 2014. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow was up almost 0.5%, NASDAQ down more than 2%. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ray Magliotta here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas. Loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort, designed for curious travelers. Viking offers all-inclusive voyages on all seven continents, with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com.
When you're trying to hire, all that searching, screening, and interviewing can become its own job. You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution that makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A Weston woman has been missing for 3 months. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office continues to search for answers. Here's Brittany Merlot.
The disappearance of 47-year-old Tara Jane Sullivan was discovered on April 18th. Evidence found at her home led authorities to believe her disappearance is suspicious. She is without her vehicle, cell phone, and purse, which contained her identification, credit cards, and cash. Police are asking anyone who has had contact with Tara since April 1st to please call them. Officials don't even know what her current hair color is or the clothing she was wearing when she went missing. Tara is described to be around 5'7", slender build, with green eyes. A poster has been made on the DOJ's website for missing and exploited children and adults.
If you see Tara or know of her whereabouts, please call 911 so that law enforcement can verify her safety. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 54. Tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Chance for isolated thunderstorms, high of 81. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 57. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Everybody, it's a take two this week of the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn, your host, and you are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. You can join the conversation today, 844-967-2789. We got it all worked out. We got callers. I can hear you. We're going to be able to have a conversation. I can hear Anya. Welcome, Anya. I really appreciate everybody's patience. So this past weekend, basically on a whim, I decided to go camping, which is a love it, right? I've been camping because I grew up middle class since I was a little kid. Tents and food, right? And you make it work. It is one of the things that is a treasure in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee County, are our parks. And parks obviously are what are available to folks that don't have lake houses and summer homes and cottages and things. That's where working class folks go to enjoy the great outdoors. So the first thing I wanted to do was give a shout out to county parks. I golfed Oakwood on Friday, way on the south side, just beautiful. These courses remain cheap to play. The state parks, it cost me $50 to rent a campsite for 3 nights. That was with the parking pass. And I went to Kettle Moraine, Pike Lake Unit, about 45-minute drive outside of Milwaukee County. And it was like an episode of Sesame Street. It was like, who are the people in your neighborhood? It was great. It was like the entire great cross-section of people camping and using Pike Lake State Park. Just beautiful. But the first day that I had there, full day, was Saturday. And I don't know if everybody across Wisconsin noticed this, but we had that incredible haze again on Saturday. There was high humidity, and that's what basically locked all that smoke from Canada, from the Canadian wildfires, into our atmosphere on a low-lying level. So instead of a perfectly sunny, beautiful, day. It was a gorgeous day and everybody was out, but it was real hazy. I was coughing, woke up sneezing, had to take an allergy pill. And that brings me to where I want to start today. Because the world is basically on fire right now. The Gulf of Mexico is as hot as a hot tub. It's 98 freaking degrees. It's, you don't cool off when you get in it. It makes you hotter. Greece is on fire. They now have an international firefighter need in Greece, just like they have in Canada. It is now basically one of the hottest years ever recorded. And Death Valley here in the United States in the Mojave Desert, they thought maybe they were going to break the record for the hottest day ever recorded in human history. They didn't. They came within 6 degrees. It was 128 degrees in the Mojave Desert yesterday. The world record, hottest day ever in human history, recorded 134 degrees. That was back in the 70s. Now, the interesting part is that the Mojave has been recording heat temperatures of over 120 degrees for a number of years now. Before the last 5+ years, it would take many, many years for the Mojave to heat up that much. Now it's basically every year. Phoenix today hit a record 19th consecutive day with a recorded temperature of over 110 degrees. 19th day. This is fry an egg on the asphalt hot. This is, if you walk in bare feet on black asphalt, you will get third degree burns. I'm going to say that again. This is so hot that if you walk outside on black asphalt, you will get third degree burns on your feet. It's insane right now. And it's being made worse here in the United States because El Nino is occurring. But without a baseline level of climate change and warming of temperatures, we wouldn't be seeing these records. And recall last year, especially in France, but all across Western Europe, people were dying at alarming rates because of the historic heat waves in much of Western Europe. And they don't have AC over there like we do here. You know, their stuff is older than 200 years old, so you don't have air conditioning units or even the capability to put those into many of these many hundreds years old buildings. Folks, it is bad. 7,400 of acres of forest in Greece gone. 25 million acres in Canada, already burned or currently ablaze. That's the size of Kentucky. Across China, it is getting very, very dangerous. You just pick a region of the world, Japan, people are croaking. India recorded the hottest February in its history, then endured higher temperatures in April. 11 people died in India in April in a single day. It happened again in a single day in both May and June. The Persian Gulf International Airport, you think, oh, folks in the Mideast, they've got the hot thing licked. The heat index there is 152 degrees. That is unsafe for human habitation. Like, you don't go outside in that. But here's what. More and more people work outside. Even with all of the automation, we're actually seeing an increasing number of global workers working in the out of doors. They're dying because of this. So I don't know how to pay. That's just the climate facts. As an economist, let's just take a pause. And without being a climate economist, I can just tell you, here's what I know. It's getting more expensive every time there's a climate disaster because it touches more people as our populations become more and more dense. I don't care where you are in the world. That's generally true. Insurance companies. And by the way, every time a climate crisis happens, think Hurricane Katrina, the one that hit the Northeast shortly thereafter. The floods in New England right now. A family of five was washed away in their car on their way to a picnic because something like 6 inches of rain dropped in, I believe it was Pennsylvania, inside 45 minutes. Yeah, that will kill you, and it has killed people. So every time we have one of these climate events, it's extraordinarily expensive on taxpayers. So I don't care if you don't believe in climate science. Do you care about your pocketbook? And if you don't care what the government does, do you buy house insurance, home insurance? Yeah, that's getting way more expensive. You know who exactly knows the climate change is real? Insurance adjusters. Because insurance companies worldwide are paying out more and more in claims every year. So what does that do for your premium, for your deductibles? It goes up. So I ask you again, do you care about your pocketbook? Human productivity goes down as the temperature goes up, period. That's an observed economic fact. People die. That's human life at a great cost. Tax revenues go down when the temperature goes up because productivity goes down, all else being equal. Barclays, I looked this up just to do this segment. Barclays did an analysis last year. And to prove my point, they estimate that the cost of each climate disaster goes up 77% over the last 50 years. In other words, the less we do about it, the more expensive it gets, the more dire it gets, the more people die. This is where we're at. Another economic study I looked up. The cumulative cost of climate disasters worldwide between 1992 and 2013 is estimated, excuse me, not worldwide, just the United States between 1992 and 2013. They estimate the cost to us somewhere in the ballpark of $5 trillion to $29 trillion. $30 trillion we have paid out because we refuse to do the hard work now to improve our climate. We have built an economy based on the way the climate used to be. We are not where we need to be to keep moving the U.S. forward. The specific number here in the United States is that 32 million workers work outside. And one of the most powerful things about this is that climate change is inherently inequitable. It will exert greater pain, greater costs on certain corners of the globe, on certain areas and regions of the United States, like everything else. When we come back, I'm going to remind you of what one of Wisconsin's leading elected officials had to say about all of this $30 trillion. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI. Administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs. like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Back in action tonight as the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters host the Battle Creek Battle Jacks on this windy and a little bit chilly Thursday afternoon. Joy Fear with you here on WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, a game for the Rafters last night. They were unable to take down Madison, and they were swept by the Mallards. They lost that game 4-3, in which a game they were up 3-0. It was a good lead for them, and they felt in control, but you take it to the bottom of the fifth, where a run came back for Jake Goolsby, bombed a ball in the right field, which was a solo shot. Cut it to 3-1, and then from there, Madison just kept going. They did not stop. Two runs for them in the bottom of the sixth, thanks to Jake Goolsby once more. Hit a two-run RBI single up the right field line, which brought two runners home, and then Madison just continued the scoring. You take it to the bottom of the seventh, where they got another run back, and they had four unanswered runs. They won that game 4-3. They out-hit the Rafters 10-3, so Wisconsin Rapids in a slump right now. They have really been struggling just to win games. They've lost five of their past six, and they're on a four-game losing streak, which is the longest this season. So they haven't lost four games in a row all season, and right now they're looking to end that against a Battle Creek team that comes in at 10-8. They're doing very well. They're third in the Great Lakes East Division. So you look at it, they were last in the Great Lakes East in the first half, and then kind of a new life for them here in the second half. They're playing some really good baseball. They took 2 of 3 off of Wausau the other night. And, you know, you look at that and say, okay, well, Battle Creek, they're starting to play better. They're getting in new guys. They brought in 15 new guys, and now they have guys that are ready to make an impact and really have bought in to Chris Clark and his coaching style. So Wisconsin Rapids looking to hopefully end that here today and get back to winning ways, because they need to. They're 27-24. They finished second in the Great Lakes West in the first half, but here in the second half, they're 7-9. That's fifth in the second half, so they really have been struggling. And you look at that, they're going to have to find a way to continue to win and get back in the winning column and start to win from there, because right now they're playing for that one spot. You know, since Green Bay won the first half, they sit last right now. Green Bay, they're fine. They've already clinched a playoff, so you basically have five teams vying for one spot. So Wisconsin Rapids 3 games back of first place, so they're going to hopefully look to change that here today. So what you have to do is you got to start with pitching. Well, they certainly are doing that. Josh Howitt getting the start on the mound, and a guy that has been unbelievable for them, a 0.27 ERA, which has got to be a record low. He's had 11 games appeared and with a 1-2 record. He won versus Green Bay, lost versus Madison in Kalamazoo. But the good thing is he appeared against Battle Creek back on June the 25th. He went 4 innings, only gave up a hit, and had 6 strikeouts. So he has been familiar with Battle Creek, and he knows what it takes to take down this team. So Howitt getting the start on the mound as Levi Jensen back at catcher, a reliable Catcher behind the plate, so he's at the two spot. Garrett Broussard at first, and Chris Conniff at second. Brendan Bobo at third, and we have a new face. Well, a new face this year. He was on the team last year, Aiden Brewer. If you remember him, a guy that batted a 190 for Wisconsin Rapids. He had four home runs and 27 RBIs. So Aiden Brewer, a reliable shortstop at the sixth position. In the outfield, Anthony Gallison at left field. Ty Johnson at center, and Orlando Lordoy, the Panamanian, at right field. As for the Battle Jacks, they're going with Lucas Brewer at the pitcher's position, Sebastian Coons at catcher, and at first base for them, they have Anthony Aloisio, and then at second, Jay Adams. At third, Jake Allgaier. At shortstop, JT Sokolov. Brock Daniels at left, Blake McCray at center, and Kyle Ratliff at right field. So Wisconsin Rapids is 1-1 against the Battle Jacks this season. You take it back to June 24th and 25th, where they were shut out by Battle Creek. It was the first time that happened and the only time that happened this season. Battle Creek won 2-0, and it was a guy that named Hunter Varnado, their pitcher, who was instrumental in that win, a guy that really painted the zone with strikes. Raptors couldn't find ways to get hits off of him, let alone runs. But then in the second game happened against Battle Creek, in which a game the Raptors dominated 13-3. They just had, at that point in the season, they had their most runs against a team, and they just got the hits going. Brendan Bobo had two home runs that game, and it was a good game overall for the Raptors. But here you have Battle Creek, who's struggled against Wisconsin Rapids in the past. You look back in 2021, Raptors won the series 3-1, and they shut them out three times in their win. So that's going to be a thing here. Can Battle Creek find ways to, you know, get in an environment where they haven't been as successful in the past? And they're a team, though, that just played North in Wausau, taking 2 of 3 off of the Woodchucks. It was in the first game where they won that game, and the second game was absolutely crazy. Wausau was 8-0. Battle Creek, 10 unanswered runs. They won that game 10-8, and then last night they lost 8-3, which was funny because all three of their games in Wausau, they didn't even play nine innings. There was a rescheduled doubleheader in the first night where they played two games, and then the second night it was a rain delay in the eighth inning, which eventually the game was called off. So, you know, they haven't played nine-inning baseball in over three games, so they're just going to have to get back, and we'll see if Wisconsin Rapids can, you know, do a thing and get back to winning ways, because it's been struggling for them. Losing five of their past six, they lost the first game against Fond du Lac in that series. They won the next game, but then getting swept by Kalamazoo in Michigan, and then getting swept against Madison. So that's a thing. Wisconsin Rapids hasn't really faced this amount of losses in this little time all season. You know, they've had slumps where they lose two, possibly three games, but four games and losing five of their six, and 7-9 in the Great Lakes West Division right now. So, you know, they're going to have to tighten up and get guys ready to go. And the big thing for them is getting hits. They're a team right now that has been struggling. They have 413 hits overall, 16th in the Great Lakes West Division. They're batting .241 as a team, which is 21st. So that's the thing, is these teams don't really bat well when it comes to overall team statistics. So we'll get that and get back to that in a moment as we take a quick step aside here on WFHR.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor.
One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Back here inside Winterfield as Wisconsin Rapids and Battle Creek just about 5 minutes from getting started. So Battle Creek, a team, obviously 10-8 in the second half, but you know they've struggled when it comes to you know getting it done at the plate. You know, they're batting .237. That's 22nd in the Northwoods League. They have 403 hits, which is 19th, and also 210 RBIs, 23rd in the Northwoods League. And they're also second to last in home runs. So this is a team that doesn't get a lot of offense, but they rely on their defense, which has been good at times. But, you know, when it comes to the first half, they just it was really just not their time to shine. They just only had 9 wins. So right now in the second half, a completely new season for them. They've totally flipped the script. They're third in the Great Lakes East, and they have 10 wins, which is already more than what they had in the first half. So they did not look like a great team at all in the first half. They brought in, you know, 15 new guys. Chris Clark is really adamant about bringing guys from lower division collegiate baseball. He likes to go to the junior college, and he likes to go to Division II, Division III. So he's really reliant on those guys and says, hey, these guys can compete with anybody, and they're certainly doing that here. So Wisconsin Rapids taking the field right now, and they have guys that they're going to have to step up, and Brendan Bobo is one of those guys. He is a Northwoods League All-Star, rightfully so. So Aiden Brewer taking the field, and he's got his chemistry with Brewer, and that's a good thing. You know, you put Aiden Brewer, you put Chris Conniff and Brendan Bobo, all returning Raptors, in the entire infield. Literally everybody, Jensen, Broussard, Conniff, Bobo, Brewer, and Howitt all have been here for their second season, so National Anthem coming up here as first pitch about 3 minutes away here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
I'm back here inside Witterfield. Josh Howitt warming up right now. The left-hander who has just been unbelievable for the Rafters. A guy that has 33 innings of work. He's allowed 14 hits and 11 runs and 37 strikeouts. Unbelievable for him. So a guy that has a good command, certainly as the numbers speak for themselves. He's a left-hander that really works in his fastballs. Goes to the slider at times, but does his changeups as well. So he kind of works in between that. And then he throws a curveball in the moments when he needs to. So he's a guy that has a good command and a great arm about him. He pushes the zone with a lot of fastballs. So Battle Creek, a team that struggles on the offensive side, but nonetheless, they can get it going when they turn it on. They've lost three of their past five, though. They took two off of Wausau. They lost 8-3 last night. So JT Sokolov, a shortstop from Illinois State, warming up on deck right now. Rafters just warming up in the infield, and that's a good thing right now. I mean, when you have the entire infield, all returning guys, including the pitcher, Jensen at catcher, Howitt at pitcher, Broussard first, Conniff second, Bobo third, and Brewer shortstop. So the chemistry is certainly there, and we'll see how that unfolds here tonight. As JT Sokolov out of Illinois State from Hudsonville, Michigan, batting in .295. He's got 15 RBIs. So Howitt kicks high and warms up and serves the first offering. Sokolov hits it high, though, and it popped up into center field. Brewer runs after it and almost collides with Johnson. So the shortstop, Aiden Brewer, goes all the way up and to make that catch. So a good start for Brewer. So the DH, he'll step in now. Blake Solomon at Northwood University. So Solomon from South Lyon, Michigan, 221 at the plate. He's got 22 RBIs and two home runs. Now it delivers high up and away, and a ball this time, 1-0 at a fastball, 88. So Solomon, 34 hits in total as he fouls it right side, 1-1. And he's got 19 runs, though. So a lot of lower division baseball guys, as previously stated, but specifically in this lineup, except for Brock Daniels at the University of Missouri. He's batting fifth in the order on a swing and a miss, 1-2. So ball, two strikes, one down. Now it looks in on the right-hander, Solomon. And outside comes in a ball, 2-2. So a lot of Michigan natives as well. Battle Creek, 2-2. Pushes inside and away, 3-2. Well, no, two balls, two strikes. One down, so the count runs actually into a piece. How it looks and fires. Swing and a miss outside. It doesn't matter. Going down is Solomon. He strikes out. And just like that, Josh Howitt records his first strikeout of the day. Jake Gallgaier out of Western Illinois from Shanahan, Illinois, batting at .245. He's got 24 RBIs, 39 hits as well, and a third baseman. Two down, Howitt the first offering, and fouled right side out of play. So Josh Howitt, a guy that's already struck out Solomon. And two down. Rafters looking to make it 1-2-3 here at top of the first. And the 0-1 home, Allgaier flies this away out of play once more, 0-2. How it does so well of getting up in the counts. A lot of times with him, you never really see him, you know, get three balls and then go three straight strikes. He's always getting up at the count early, and he's certainly doing that here. He sets the 0-2 down the plate for strike three. Allgaier goes down looking, and a two-strikeout inning for Josh Howitt. Rafters go 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the first on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And back here inside Winterfield, bottom of the first. Josh Howard did his job, struck out two, and the Rafters had a 3-3 inning. So bottom of the first here, Ty Johnson will lead off, and he's had a great career for the Rafters here in his first summer. 48 hits in total. He's at 171 at-bats, batting a .281 with 27 runs and walks. He leads the team in at-bats, hits, runs, and walks. So he's been certainly a guy that they can rely on. The center fielder, 22 RBIs. He's also had 26 strikeouts. So Lucas Brewer, a pitcher for the Battle Jacks at a Lansing Community College from Grand Rapids, Michigan. He's only had two games appeared in. He's pitched an 8 2/3 inning. He's had 8 hits and 4 runs allowed with 9 strikeouts, though, as he serves a strike there, 1-1. A 4.15 ERA for Lucas appeared against Kenosha and Kokomo. And in Kenosha, he went 5 innings with 3 hits and a run allowed, also 4 strikeouts. So the 1-1 to Johnson fouls this left side, 1-2. Brewer also in college for Lansing Community College. He had 11 appearances, 10 starts, 48 2/3 inning, 8-2 record as well. So did a great job for Lansing Community College, and the 1-2 fouled off the inside ankle of Johnson. Ball, 2 strikes on Ty Johnson, who had a good day yesterday, was responsible for 2 of the 3 Raptor runs. He went 1-for-3 and also was walked. The 1-2 from Brewer and pushes inside and takes ball 2, 2-2. So 2-2 count. Ty Johnson, a great product for the Raptors out of Flower Mound, Texas, and just a reliable guy in the 2-2 and a swing and a sharply hit ground ball over to Adams at second. In the throw to first, he gets to Johnson, one down. Ty Johnson, a lot of his ground outs come to first and second, given he is a left-hander, so he pulls the ball towards the right side of the infield. So Jorge Degatti, the DH today. The Indiana Hoosier leads a team in batting average with a .320. Rightfully so, 33 hits on 103 at-bats. So Brewer the first offering and a swing and a miss this time, 0-1. A one down. DeGaudi's also had 13 runs and 11 RBIs, and he certainly got one yesterday. Went 1-for-2 with a double, and that double came with an RBI. Was walked twice. So not many of these Raptors had great days offensively yesterday, but Jorge DeGaudi was one of the few. The 1-1 from Brewer, and up high on a breaking ball at 71, 2-1. So Chris Clark, a new coach for the Battle Jacks this season. And two balls a strike from Brewer, and fouled off right side, 2-2. 2-2 count. Lucas Brewer making his third appearance on the mound for Battle Creek. And their away stand continues. The 2-2 outside. 4-ball, 3-2. They had three games against Wausau. They're having two against the Raptors here in Wisconsin Rapids. And then after this, they go up to Green Bay for two. So a lot of away games for them. The full count delivery, low and away for a ball. So that's the first walk this game. And Jorge DeGaudi draws it. He'll take first. Brendan Bobo now, 30 hits on 128 at-bats. And Raptors, you know, they've struggled against Battle Creek hitting the ball. They only bat a 194 against them. But they've had 13 hits and 13 runs in two games. Well, one down. But, you know, when you look at that, one game they were shut out 2-0. The other game they won 13-3. So it was a really different dynamic in both those games in Battle Creek. DeGaudi's at first, and Bobo swings and misses in the second game against the Battle Jacks. Back on June the 25th, he had two home runs. He had one in the third and also one in the ninth. No balls, a strike. Lucas Brewer looks in the 0-1, and a miss low goes into the glove of Coons as it bounces away from him. 0-2. So Brendan Bobo leads the team in home runs and RBIs, but he's also leads the team in strikeouts with 34. So one down, 0-2 count. Lucas Brewer looks over at first. He'll now come set. Kicks high, winds, and fires up above the zone. That was a fastball at 90, 1-2. So out of the outer parts of the infield, you have Orlando Rodriguez at first base. And, well, you have Brian Dyer, the pitching coach, at third base. So Kirk Schreider down in the dugout. The 1-2. And Bobo hits a high fly ball into right center. This drops before the warning track. On his way to third is DeGaudi. And getting the second is Bobo. And the Raptors, just like that, two in scoring position. Bobo now at second. Two in scoring position. They much needed that. Bobo at second, DeGaudi at third. And Brendan Bobo with a double. Orlando Lordoy now is up. Batting a .267. He has four hits and 15 at-bats. Also has a home run as well. So out of Benedictine University at Mesa, where he batted a .401 with 227 at-bats. So Brendan Bobo, much needed for him and his confidence. Raptors have the opportunity here, bottom of the first. Can they strike early? One down, Lucas Brewer here on Lordoy, the left-hander. Looking in is Brewer, and Lordoy hits a high fly ball into right center. Running after it and making the grab is Ratliff, tagging up and going to third, and home is DeGaudi. So DeGaudi gets home, and the Raptors strike first. So Jorge DeGaudi, the first Raptor to cross home plate. Bobo was looking to go to three, but he retreated back to second. So a sac fly RBI pays off for Lordoy. Hit it just enough distance into the outfield. Garrett Broussard now is due up. He's got 33 hits 13 RBIs. Two down, Bobo at second. A 1-0 lead for the Rafters. Lucas Brewer looks at second. And a pitch down low, 1-0. So 1-0 count. Broussard bats a 219. He's got 21 runs, two home runs as well. There was a part in the season where he had two home runs in five games. Two gone. The 1-0 from Brewer, and a swing and a line drive that goes right into the glove of Adams. Doesn't even have to move. The ball just falls into his glove. So the Rafters get a run, though. A sac fly RBI from Lordoy that brings Degani home from third. Brendan Bobo with a double. Rafters with a hit and also with a run. We head to the top of the second on WFHR.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? Those who bravely served our country should not have to worry about how they will afford their next meal, where they will sleep at night, or feel alone dealing with mental health or substance use issues. Help might be closer than you think. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit wisvets.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the second inning here on WFHR. Rafters in front, 1-0. As Kyle Ratliff will lead off, so Josh Howitt was responsible for a two-strikeout inning in the first. He struck out Salomon and Allgaier. So Kyle Ratliff, the right fielder, responsible for a putout as he swings and hits a ground ball that just pulls out on the first baseline. Umpires today, Alan Bryan behind home plate. Jeffrey Osborne, the crew chief, he's at first. And Matthew Metcalf is at third. So Kyle Ratliff here, 0-1, a guy out of SIUE Edwardsville and a junior from Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's a 252. He's got 12 RBIs and he swings and misses this time, 0-2. He's got a home run as well, 26 hits on the season. Howitt up in the count, sets the 0-2. What a swing and a miss, strike three, Josh Howitt. Boy, he's really working now. Has struck out three of the first four batters. As Brock Daniels, a left fielder, and the Missouri Tiger, and a redshirt freshman from St. Louis. That's a 272. He's got 25 RBIs, 44 hits, and 18 runs. Also has a home run as well. So the left-hander on lefty here. Howitt delivers in, and out of the zone for a ball, 1-0. Josh Howitt. Man, oh man, the first batter popped out to short and then it struck out three straight batters. He paints the zone there, 1-1. A ball and a strike with one down. There has not been a hit yet for Battle Creek, given it is early as the check swing out of a slider, 2-1. So, a 2-1 count with one down. Rafters. Three games back of first place as they're a game back of Lakeshore in Wausau. And the 2-1 that hits the back of Daniels. He'll take first. A little out of control there from Josh Howitt. Very unlike him. That's the first batter we've seen hit by a pitch this game. As Anthony Aloisio. So Aloisio out of Davenport University. And a senior from South Lyon, Michigan. A 229 batter at the plate. The right-hander who's at 5 RBIs, 8 hits. So at their first battle jack on base is Daniels. He'll stand at first. Howitt, the first delivery. Swing and a miss up top. 0-1. So one down. Anthony Aloisio, the first baseman. Looking in is Howitt. He steps in and throws a ball outside of the zone for ball 1-1. It's a fastball that just worked out of the zone at 87. So a ball, a strike, and one out. One down. Howitt, the knee-high pitch in the swing. And a ball that goes right into the glove of Conniff, who runs over, tags second, and the throw to first. What a play there from Chris Conniff. A double play. A 4-3 double play. Chris Conniff does his job as we head to the bottom of the second. 1-0 lead for the Rafters.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies tonight with a low of 54. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Chance for isolated storms. Highs level off around 81. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 57. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz. Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help SmileTrain change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the second here at Witter Field. Rafters in front 1-0 as a sac fly RBI from Orlando Lordoy brought Degatti home. So Anthony Gallison will lead off. 6-7-8 in the order. Gallison, Brewer, and Conniff. As Lucas Brewer, the pitcher, throws outside on a fastball 1-0. So Gallison, 29 hits in total. Yesterday went 1-for-4. He bats a 261. As Lucas Brewer throws outside and a ball, 2-0. So you have Aiden Brewer on deck and Lucas Brewer on the mound. Brewer kicks high, sets in the 2-0, just paints the zone. It's a fastball this time, 2-1. So Anthony Gallison, 13 RBIs, and he got his first home run of the season the other night when the Rafters lost that big game 26-4, but he hit a solo shot into left field. And it was kind of a feel-good moment for him. I know he was searching for that home run, and he got it. 2-2 count here on Gallison. And Brewer shakes it off. Kicks, turns, and fires up above the zone, 3-2. So Brewer's been working a lot with his fastballs, and it's been kind of in and out of the zone. A 3-2 count here on Gallison. the payoff. And Gallison hits a high fly ball into right field. Running after it is Aloisio, but it goes out of play. And just drifts away. Count remains at 3-2. So bottom of the second, Raptors with a hit. And it came at the hands of Brendan Bobo, who got a double to put himself and Degani in scoring position. The full count serve, and Gallison swings and hits a ground ball over to Sokolov at shortstop and throws it to first, and he gets Gallison one down.